I mean, you hang out with those people.
Well, he was a fire chief until he was ill the last, mostly the last 10 years that mm-hmm. he lived. He just had so many surgeries and all that, he just wasn't with it.
Yeah. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about the community, how it's changed, how it used to be, how it is now.
It was much better in the old days.
Yeah.
Like I told someone at the senior luncheon yesterday, we went from longhorn cows to people.
Yeah.
When we first moved here, this was almost all of this area belonged to the Crystal Peak Ranches mm-hmm. out of Texas. They would bring in 10,000 longhorn cattle mm-hmm. in the spring and take them out in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few staid ranchers around here, like Nate Snare mm-hmm. and the Warlings at Lake George, which there's still one of them, and that's a rancher. And he's in his 80s. Hmm. Just not many ranchers left.
Right.
There's some of the younger Snares that are still in ranching business.
Mm-hmm.
This area used to have a lot of sawmills.
Oh, really?
And done a lot of selling of lumber.
Where'd the wood come from?
Up from the trees in the area.
No.
There used to be a logging road between the church and the old schoolhouse there.
Yeah.
That was real evident where that they had hauled the logs in. And there used to be a sawmill right up beyond that fence there.
Not,
wasn't when we came here 41 years ago, but in the past it has been. And then there is the sawmill yet in Florissant.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, did trees, obviously they grew out on the mountains. Is that where they'd go to get them, or were they pretty, were they thick in the hills too?
This is just kind of a basin in here, and there's, we butt up against the Pike National Forest.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I got to get my bearings. I was just out in Springfield where you don't talk about trees. Because there's no need to.
And, of course, they brought in trees, you know, from a Wilkerson Pass is there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that area out in there is trees.
Yeah.
All trees down that way and even north of the Woodland Park and all around. And as a matter of fact, something that upsets me a great deal at the present time, Pike National Forest is letting them harvest the trees out of there.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what a national forest is supposed to be, huh?
It upset us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even letting people build homes in the national forest.
Really? Yeah, that's reason to be upset. So lots more people, I assume a lot more stores and buildings and stuff like that as well.
There's lots of subdivisions
mm-hmm.
that are here and people moving in like you can't believe.
Where do people move from?
We have a lot of people from Michigan.
Oh, really?
California.
Yeah.
Lots of California. Quite a few people from Florida, lots from Texas and Kansas.
Okay.
And a lot of people have just summer homes here. And but the thing that really amazes me is the people that come in here from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.